The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. Is it not, my partner? Is it not, my friend? But they can't see you nodding your head, Wynn. It's okay. Morning, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
Good. Hey, Travis, how are you, brother?
I'm doing really good. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So here we are at Jefferson State of Mind. I'm Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, our producer, Travis. Broadcasting live from KCNR Studios in downtown Redding, California. We are archived and podcasted. We archive forever. So you can always go to the KCNR website. You can go ahead and click on programming, hit the archive button, and boom, you can listen to any program you want, including this one. We are also broadcasting live at 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Where the music does sound better. If you have a question or a comment or an announcement about anything happening in the state of Jefferson.
We don't want to hear it.
530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. Now, first of all, I want to get into some breaking news, something you will hear nowhere else. This is breaking news.
Protect your ears.
First of all, as everyone knows, Senator Chuck Schumer, Chucky, made an announcement that Donald Trump incited the erection.
Mm-hmm.
And then corrected himself and said insurrection. But a lot of people don't know what happened when he said that, when he came out, before he corrected himself and he said Donald Trump incited the erection. First of all, Mrs. Schumer ran up to the TV set, smiling, and turned the volume up on C-SPAN. The second thing that happened is that the pharmaceutical companies that make erectile dysfunction almost went into a tizzy. The third thing that happened is that, well, Kamala Harris looked around the room, started playing with her hair, and looked around the room with a big smile. The next thing that happened is Joe Biden's hair on his leg stood up, and then he realized that, well, the crowd in there was a little too young, or maybe a little too old. Also, here locally, we had a certain supervisor put down his cell phone, and he was practicing for the next meeting, and he put it down, and also, we think that's a smile. I think it was a smile, if it's capable of that. But anyway, there was a lot of things that happened, and then, of course, when Chuck Schumer corrected all that, it all sort of went the way of the dodo bird. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you guys. Today, I'm going to turn this over to Wynn for a little bit. He's going to talk a little bit about the event that we went to last weekend, which was amazing, with Chris Ann Hall, J.C. Hall, Peggy Hall, Pastor Dave Bryan. Just a wonderful, wonderful event. 3 days of being together with like-minded patriots. I would say probably about 1,000 people there if you count who came in and came out. Would you say that?
I would, yep.
Yeah. Anyway, my friend, what was your impression of that?
Oh, there was not a single mask worn. Just saying, not a single mask worn, and as far as we know, nobody's got the cooties yet, so I guess we'll have to wait for another week or so to find out, but just to, you know, play by the rules that we're being hammered with. It was a great event. There were a lot of good patriots down there, people that were curious, people that have been in the business of patriotism forever. It spanned all of that. There was a lot of good information. As long as you could keep up. Some of the speakers were, holy cow, brilliant. And I mean that in a positive way. I don't mean that in a negative jackass way. I mean that they were brilliant. They know their stuff. The things they were talking about, they would give you citations of information. You could look it up. It was great, and we have our own great, great note taker here within our territory of Mrs. Chandler, and she did a stellar job on her review of what went on during that one particular speech that Chris Ann gave, or a presentation that Chris Ann shared with us. There was a lot of information to glean out of that. It was good. It makes your old thinker start working, and it makes you wonder why we aren't living the way they were talking about here in California. And it's because we've let the elected officials, who are our employees that everybody seems to forget about, they are the employees, and they are forcing us to pay hellacious taxes and all this other stuff, fees, you name it, permit issues, all that stuff. And that's what the employees are forcing on the employers, us, the taxpayer, or we, the taxpayers. So we need to make sure that we get that corrected, and we need to do it on every level and in every county, every city. We need to get that taken care of and get it corrected. And it starts locally. You have to do it locally. You can't do it any other way. And they even said that. They were talking about that. Yes, it's horrible what's going on nationally in D.C. We have no effect on that. So you start working locally, then it'll trickle up to the effect of what's going on in D.C. So just keep in mind that that's what we have to do. And we know there are a bunch of patriots there that are going to be going home and getting their programs started. We know that we are here locally are leaps and bounds ahead of everybody else, according to what was professed at this presentation for 3 days or 2.5 days. We know that we are doing what we are supposed to be doing. And some of the things we are doing, we are ahead of the game. But that's not going to slow us down. That's not going to stop us. That only fires us up to keep going, because we know it's absolute necessary to keep doing what we're doing. And I want to thank all the patriots that were able to go and the people that were able to view it when it was online. And keep in mind, at some point, once the sound edits, because there are always sound issues when you have presentations like that, those have to be gone back through, and they overlay the sound to the speaker, so it makes sure you get good quality sound on a recording or a video. So they're making those corrections, and as soon as that's done, it will be released, and so people will be able to get that information and see what went on for that 2.5 day period.
You know, I think that there were some things that were brought out, some underlining things that were really kind of sum things up, and that is that there's nothing new under the sun.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things is the law is guilty of the evil it's supposed to punish, and that's what we have now. And that's why the courts are corrupt.
Like Caesar.
Well, actually, that was said by Friedrich Besson.
Oh, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's so true. And again, that was a couple of hundred years ago. You know, and we also see that the further society drifts from the truth, the more it'll hate those who speak the truth. And that's what's happening, too, with everything being twisted, with the left talking about all the different things that they're actually doing, then turning it on us. And when we do speak the truth now becomes hate speech. It becomes not believable. It becomes false.
They throw any negative label that they can throw onto us when we say things that are true.
That's right.
And especially when we are defending ourselves. And we need to quit being in the defense mode. We need to be in the opposition. We need to be on the offense mode all the time. We need to be there. And it's going to take all of us to get our tails in gear and get it done.
You're right. You know, and the thing is that, you know, what does tyranny mean? Well, Thomas Jefferson said it best, I believe. He said, tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government but illegal for the citizenry. And with that, we're going to go off to our first break. We're going to go off to an early break here because we have some things we're going to be talking about locally that we can do. If you have a question or comment, 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and time has come.
4:51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute. This is The Legal Edge.
The total questions on the citizenship test have increased from 100 to 128. Questions about freedom of the press and religion have decreased. Questions about religious freedom have declined from 7 to 3. And freedom of the press questions are gone altogether. Visit PJI.org.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at PJI.org.
But I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes,
it is. Change is gonna come. And Jimmy, yeah, it is a good thing that Chuck Schumer didn't mention Virginia and insurrection in the same sentence. That could have been a great Freudian slip. Very clever, my friend. We have someone on the phone here, I believe. Is this Siskiyou Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Siskiyou, how you doing?
Great. Good morning, y'all. I'm sorry I missed that down there. I really wanted to be down there. But anyway, Wynn just mentioned about being proactive and... on the way down to see you all, what was it, Friday, when I went down there to Redding and Chico and stuff, I was, I had a call from my periodontist. I have a gum disease and I have a great periodontist. He's super, super, but his, secretary started interviewing me with all these questions, these coronavirus questions. And I go, look, you know, I'm sick of this stuff. I'm a Vietnam vet. I don't want to hear it anymore. This is all communist movement. You know, I will be there at your appointment, but I don't want to go through your questions. And she says, well, you have to. Either you have to or we can't do your appointment. So I hung up on her. And then the dentist called me back, and he started giving me the what for and even gave me an ultimatum. And I said, you know what? I'm done with you. And I really hate to lose him because he's really like, the super dude with gum disease and stuff, you know. But, you know, I made a choice. I'm not going to deal with these people who are more left than right. And I'm going to start cutting out these people one by one and as much as I can, you know, do what I have to do to cut these people out of my existence. And I think that's one way we can peacefully move forward.
Well, I have a good dentist for you. There's a dentist, at least here in Redding, there's a Dr. Taylor in Redding. He's very, very good. He's there on Eureka Way and right near the, is that the Sunset Shopping Center over there?
I don't know. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Anyway, he's Dr. Taylor. He's a dentist. Very, very good. And
dentist or periodontist?
Well, but he could probably steer you on to somebody who won't restrict you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe you have the wrong terminology. The periodontist, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking for a great...
Well, he probably knows one. That's what I'm saying. So if you want my brother, I'll go ahead and give him a call and see if they know one. He'll give you a call. Maybe you know somebody up there or around there.
I haven't found the other guy yet, but it's got to be somebody leaning far left because I'm really sick and tired of all this, these people, and I'm going to cut them out of my life. The other thing I wanted to mention is I had a wonderful talk with your supervisor. You guys are so lucky to have Patrick as your supervisor down there.
Mm-hmm.
He might be the Trump for the 23 states that we have, the 23 counties. He may be the speaker that's going to give the other board of supervisors enough gumption to step out, you know, because along with you and Wynn and everything else, that you know, all the other players that are in the state of Jefferson. But thank you guys for all being there, and I'll get off the air.
Well, before you go, could you, the gun, I'd like to know about the gun, where people can get tickets for that, and explain that, please.
Right, yeah, we have a rifle, a Ruger 1021. It's engraved on both sides with the state of Jefferson, the 51st state. They're numbered. And the actual place is Valley Tire and Tackle in Fort Jones up here in Siskiyou County. Valley Tire and Tackle. And the phone number is 468-2432. 468-2432. I'm sure there's probably several rifles left still, but I know they have had some action from down in your area lately.
And what town is that in?
Thank you all.
Steve, what town is that in again?
Fort Jones.
Fort Jones, okay.
In Fort Jones, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Valley Tire and Tackle, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. You bet. So, anyway, there's something I wanted to bring up. We got a... I actually watched a video that Carlos Zapata did on law enforcement. I thought it was great. I thought it was very well done. Talks about their oath of office, et cetera. And this is something that Chris Ann Hall touched on when we were at the event. You know, the sheriff's duty is to enforce the Constitution. That's his duty.
Sole purpose.
Mm-hmm. And that was the opinion of a court case, Butler versus Wolf. We have put a notice out, we wrote something for the California Militia. They've put it out in businesses. It's gone pretty much viral. It talks about harassment of businesses. It talks about that the Emergency Service Act doesn't provide extra constitutional powers for any government agency. It talks about the violations of the United States Constitution, its Bill of Rights, Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 14. Well, these are all things that should be protected by the sheriffs. And, you know, we talk about constitutional sheriffs a lot, and everybody would hope and want to educate their sheriffs to be constitutional sheriffs, like Richard Mack. But the challenge is that, you know, their job isn't to say, well, you know, we won't enforce that. No, you're supposed to stand in between. In other words, if there's something that is a regulation or something that is against the Constitution that violates any one of those amendments I just read off, or anything in the Constitution, Sheriff, it's your job. It's your duty. It's your job. It's explained in the court case Butler versus Wolf. It's explained, period, that it's your job to go in and say, wait a second, my deputy is going to stand between you, government agency, federal or state, stand between you and the constitutional rights of the business owner and the patrons of this business. That's your job. That's not something that is just because you don't do anything. That doesn't mean that you're doing your job. You're not doing your job. Your job is to stand between. That's your job. That's your number one job, as a matter of fact, according to this case. So, you know, I think that we have to start, you know, educating our sheriffs, talking to them about this, and we're talking to you right now, Sheriff McGreeny here in Shasta County. You've been someone who the public likes, but your job really is to stand between. It shouldn't be up to, although it is being up to, the citizenry to protect the citizenry. That's what you're supposed to do. That's your number one thing, is to protect that Constitution. And you may say, well, you know, I don't have jurisdiction over the state. Well, yes, you do. Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution specifically states that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land and is an inseparable part of that. You took an oath to the California Constitution. In fact, one of the things about the California Constitution is that it has so much power, and we have so many things that we could be doing, sir, that you could be enforcing, and many of the other in our supervisors could be enforcing. And these are all outlined in, actually, in Article 20, yeah, Article Section 4, Article 1 through Article 6, excuse me. And those are things that we will be having a teaching on next week. Janet Chandler, who takes probably the best notes in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
You can even read them. And she will be on our program and in studio here next week live. She'll be in here live. I would say everyone who's listening to this, tell 100 people, tell 1,000 people, tell everybody to listen to that program, because Janet will be explaining all these different things and telling you and our public officials. I can't believe what we have to tell the sheriff this. It's astonishing to me, frankly.
Especially when they take an oath.
Amazing to me. Amazing.
Taking an oath to something that they're not. They either don't know or just doing out of ignorance, which is really sad because we know that happens all the time. You know, people take oaths to serve on a committee, a central committee, whatever political affiliation it may be, but they don't understand what that oath really means and what it implies.
And Janet will be very good about that. Like I said, she'll be in studio. We can't wait for that next week. And she'll be in here. We're going to see. I'll be asking Sovereign Minds if they can maybe hold her over for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure that that there's a lot that she has to bring forward. We'll find out what their schedule is, according to them. Anyway, I think that's an interesting situation here. We start thinking about protection. I know there's been on this notice that was put out by the California militia that has been put out into a lot of businesses. In fact, apparently... Carlos was in Florida, and they know about it there. So, I mean, this is going out, but really and truly, and I'm going to read this notice to everybody if you haven't heard it yet. The Emergency Service Act does not provide extra constitutional powers for any government agent or agency. These premises are protected from undue and unlawful intrusion by government agents and agencies under the laws of the United States, the United States Constitution, and its Bill of Rights. As outlined in Amendments 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, and 14. These premises and the business conducted therein are also protected by the California Constitution and its Charter of Rights. Harassment of this business, its owners, employees, or customers who are engaging in lawful pursuits by any and all government agents or agencies will be prosecuted under Title 18 United States Code, Sections 241 or 242. Civil remedies will also be sought against said agents in agencies under United States Code 42, Section 1983. These rights and premises are protected by the California State Militia. Be advised that harassment and interference of the lawful activities of this business by any government agent or agency may be met with resistance. That should be something the sheriff should be posting. It's his job to post that. It legally is his job to stand between.
He has a duty to the people, not to the government.
Lawfully, it's been proven in court. That's his job. Well, you know, we have a good sheriff because he doesn't do anything. I mean, come on. You know, this has gotten to a point where we're so blinded by just not understanding, you know, that basically the law's guilty of the evils it's supposed to punish.
Well, and he's supposed to interpose. Interpose means standing between. He needs to stand between the people and everybody else. That's his job, especially the government, especially a tyrannical government, whether it's county, city, state. Doesn't matter. He needs to stand between the people and those agencies. That's his job. It's his constitutional duty to do so.
Does anybody out there feel like their First Amendment rights have been violated? You've been told you couldn't go to church, but you could go to a strip club. You've been told you couldn't go to church, but someone could go to Planned Parenthood.
You go to Walmart.
You go to Walmart.
Costco, but you can't go to Mom and Pops. Are you kidding? The Mom and Pops need the money much more so, and they support the local organizations here. Mom and Pops support the Little League, the Girl Scouts, the you name it, any sporting event for kids. Most kids, you take them in there, you know, when they're trying to do with fundraising and whatnot, they will be the first ones to open their pocket and give you a $5, $10, or $20 bill, whatever they can afford. They will do it darn near every time. You go to these corporate stores, Costco, Walmart, Target, you have to send a letter in, you have to wait for a response, blah, 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 blah. They don't have the authority locally at those stores to do it, and then you're out the door. You know, how friendly is that in our community? And then you do your shopping there. Why would we do that? Shop locally at the mom-and-pop stores and let them gain the wealth out of it. They need to do that because it's not even the wealth that they're gaining. It's they're paying the bills. And their kids are alongside your kids in these sporting events or whatever event you're talking about. It could be theater. It could be any number of things. But they are part of our actual local family, if you will. Those corporations absolutely are not. Those corporations employ parts of families, but they are not part of the family as far as being integral to our community. And so we need to make sure that we support those local businesses every single time.
And with that, we're going to go off to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about jurisdiction, what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.
Street lights along the highway, throwing shadows in the dark.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
I do too. I like everything he does. I really do.
Me or the or Chris Stapleton?
Both of you.
Fair enough.
We're going to talk about jurisdiction, but I do have to say I got my haircut yesterday at Woody's Barbershop. What a great place to go. You know, what a great barbershop. It's interesting. You don't have to wear like a camouflage mask to hide.
If you did, they would cut the string and fall off.
You go in and come on in. We'll clean everything up and wear your mask. Oh, yes, and I'll get a shot, too.
And we'll give you some marbles of stone that you can walk out the door with.
We need a vaccine. Oh, yes. Oh, wait, that thing mutates. We'll get a vaccine next year. Well, what about the year after that? What if it mutates in 3 months? And why are they just calling it COVID and not COVID-19?
Yeah, good question.
And what happened to Hank Aaron?
He was old.
Yeah, about 90. But the thing about Hank Aaron is that he had gotten a shot.
Yes.
2 weeks prior. That's going to be tough for them to try to get that extra money for COVID, I think, though. Since he got this great vaccination.
Yeah.
Yes, but, we can have our local stars get those great vaccinations and lead the way for us poor bottom feeders in Reading.
Lead the way to death?
They can lead the way, You can always wear a camo mask.
I think I'll pass, but thank you very much.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about jurisdiction. Who has jurisdiction over what? Well, we just talked about the sheriff and what his jurisdiction is and what he's supposed to do in his job. So not doing anything is not doing your job. Not doing anything is playing it safe. What, till election time? Really and truly, not doing anything is not your job. It's not your job. Your job is to stand between tyranny and the people. Your job is to stand between any constitutional right that's being broken. All of them in the First Amendment are. Just about all of them in the First Amendment are. Not including the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 9th, the 10th, the 14th. Holy crap. Well, that just doesn't come into the... here's what bothers me. These people take an oath to the Constitution. They don't even read it. I know they don't read the California Constitution. Our friend Mark Baird asked one particular deputy at one time if he had ever read the California Constitution. The guy said, yeah, he had. He said, no, you haven't. What's it say? What's the first line of it? And, of course, Mark being Mark... practically recite the whole thing,
And it weighs 6 pounds.
Yeah, really, And he, over here and this, that, and the other. And, oh, by the way, in the English Bill of Rights, and the Magna Carta says, that's the thing. But, you have to get educated. People are saying if you don't have time for politics, then you may as well be a slave right now. If you don't have time to see what's going on or understanding jurisdiction.
But it's not politics. It's not politics. It's your rights. God-given rights. Your property is your person. You own yourself.
That's true.
Nobody owns you.
That's true. The only reason I mention the word in the term politics is that, unfortunately, everything falls into that word politics. That's where the battle is fought. That's the forum we use, so to speak.
Oh, the mini bloodsuckers?
The mini bloodsuckers, yes. And, okay. We talk about jurisdiction. Well, we keep going after the health department, and rightly so. Those two, Ranstrom and Ewert, you got to be kidding me. plus the amount of money we pay them, et cetera, et cetera. But, they do serve at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors. Yet nobody's saying anything to the Board of Supervisors we have all these people on the Board of Supervisors that are, of course, newfound heroes. A lot of them have had, come to Jesus moments, and all of a sudden they're really for the people.
Yeah, because they can see the tide changing.
So
they're going to be a chameleon once again and go that way.
Yes, sir. And, that's the real deal here. So point being is that with jurisdiction lying and with the people like Ranstrom and Ewert serving at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, shouldn't that be the place that we as citizens go and say, hey, we're not really happy with this? And, oh, by the way, Sheriff, this is illegal to do with our constitutional rights, our God-given rights, protected by the Constitution, both of them. And next week, again, I can't stress it enough, with Janet Chandler being here, that's going to be an amazing, amazing lesson. The one thing about Janet, she's such a marvelous teacher. She is a marvelous teacher, communicator, great sense of humor, very clever. And it's great to hear her explain something like this. I have to laugh. Gwen and I always watch her take her notes. Well, if you ever sit down with Gwen and I, you've got to be a doctor to read what we write.
And then you have to decipher what it says, and then it makes no sense.
Right. I'll write him notes, and he'll look at it, and he'll point to it. We've been doing this forever, and he'll point to it, and what's that word? What is that word?
What do you mean? Plain as day.
You know, that's the thing. We have to start understanding who has jurisdiction over what. We have to understand that, you know, what tyranny really is. I mean, it really is what's legal for the government and illegal for the citizenry. That's what it means. And we don't, we're allowing this to happen. We're allowing law, even if it's not good law, because it's legal, to be law.
And the only reason we're allowing that is because of our, and I'm not saying this in a mean way, our ignorance to the law and the Constitution. Actually, to the Constitution first. We have to be well-versed in the Constitution to understand what our rights are. We have to be able to stand on that because that is a God-given right to us. The Constitution states all those facts and all that information that is pertinent to each one of us individually and then as a collective. So we need to make sure that we understand the Constitution so that we can stand up for ourselves and for others. And that's what needs to be happening throughout our great land. We need to do that. And unfortunately, America in total has been being dumbed down for so long through the educational system, through the public schools. They did not teach that. They don't teach you how to use the Constitution and why you would use it, because they would be teaching you to be the enemy. And they don't want that. They want to have control. So you need to teach yourself and teach your children, your grandchildren, your parents, whoever. Teach everybody. You need to get it. Get a copy. They're not that expensive. You can get it online. You can get it on your phone. I have a phone app that has the Constitution on it. You can read it 24/7. Just kind of keep going through it and make sure you understand it and figure out how it applies to you and talk about it with people so you can have open dialogue so you can start connecting the dots. That's so pertinent, and we need to make sure that we do that so that we are a well-versed understanding citizenry of the Constitution.
Yeah, you know, all that's so true. And, you know, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. Now, George Orwell wrote that, and it's so true. It's kind of like we were just talking about the duties of the sheriff. There was nothing personal on the sheriff, but we talked about the duties of the sheriff. Now, in my family, in New Bedford, the police chief that was the retired police chief now was my cousin. Wynn has a son who's a police officer. We all have friends and neighbors and people in our families that are in law enforcement or have been in law enforcement. We all have good friends, close friends that are in law enforcement or have been in law enforcement. And because we're talking about the duties, the constitutional duties, the job of the sheriff, that's not putting down law enforcement. Carlos Zapata did a very good video. I thought it was pretty good. It's about 4 or 5 minutes. And when he talked about it, he talked about law enforcement. He's worked very closely with law enforcement. A lot of his friends are in law enforcement. He talked about the term hero. Well, you know, who is the real hero? Not to say that there aren't policemen that aren't heroes. I'm not saying that. So again, you there on the left, and you know who you are. The term hero is somebody maybe who does something with nothing to gain. Now, a police officer does their job. They're paid well for it and should be. They have retirement funds, blah, 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 blah. They have protection. But what about the real hero? I mean, should it always be something to where there's basically someone is being listed as a hero who's doing their job? And Carlos does a marvelous, marvelous video on this. But again, it isn't a matter of whether or not, you know, somebody does nothing about something. They need to stand between. Well, you know, I'm just doing my job. That was something that was touched on by J.C. Hall, Chris Ann Hall's husband. You know, when you're at the Capitol and you're standing between a bunch of women, virtually, with babies in strollers, men, no one armed, all standing there and pushing them back, because it's your job, because the governor had said, get those people off my effing lawn. How is that doing your job? How is that upholding your constitutional oath? They're supposed to stand between tyranny, which is what the governor is, and doing, and the people. That's their job, as Wynn said, to interpose.
Amen, brother.
So, I mean, those are the things that we have to be looking at here. That's not a critique. By saying, well, you know, I have to do my job. No. Your job is to uphold the Constitution and the oath that you've taken. In fact, if you're a politician, your job is not only to uphold the Constitution of the United States, which you would take an oath to, the constitution of whatever state you're in, which you would give an oath to, but also your oath of office. Your oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
Gruesome has absolutely broken every one of those.
Multiple,
every one of those.
Multiple times, all the time.
You know, and we are letting them do it. Now, the good news is we got an email from Kevin Kiley yesterday. I guess it's up to 1.2 million signatures on the recall already.
Hmm.
1.2 million. That's according to Kevin Kiley, who is an assemblyman in Sacramento. One of the few Republicans. I think there's 16 left.
Yep.
And there might be six that are real. Well, it might be 16. I don't know. Anyway, with that, we will go off for our break. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
She's in my skin and bones. She's grace and glory. She's a back roads home. She's a long story. Yeah, the one goodbye that I can't even imagine. She's a well thought out plan and I don't know how it happened. She's in my skin and bones. She's in my skin and bones.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Thanks to the dedication of the people of Shasta County, we are able to move more quickly through Phase 2 of California's COVID-19 reopening plan. As our friends and neighbors reopen their businesses, remember this carefully thought-out plan is necessary to continue to limit the spread of COVID-19, and following the reopening guidance is critical. We still need to do everything we can to protect our vulnerable neighbors. Those aged 65 and older or with underlying medical conditions should stay home as much as possible. Non-essential travel and mass gatherings are still not allowed at this time, and we all need to continue to practice social distancing. Wear masks when out in public, stay home when sick, and practice respiratory hygiene. To see a list of businesses that can reopen with modifications, go to ShastaReady.org and click on Roadmap to Recovery. Our continued dedication to reopening in a safe, controlled manner will help us beat COVID-19 and continue to move forward.
And love is just the wheels that keep it rolling. Every engine needs.
Wow, wow, wow. Why are we having that commercial on our program? I mean, everything the guy said is illegal. Every single thing the guy said is illegal. Everything. And we've learned that. Look at your own constitution, person who made that information. Seriously? Wear a mask? No, that's not a mandate. Social distance, what does that mean? What does that mean? How is anything social about social distance? How can you use the word social with distance? How does that work?
It's antisocial.
It's antisocial. I mean, really and truly, you know, seriously. Anyway, we have David on the line. David, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I couldn't disagree with you more about the COVID. One of my cousins just died. This will be now 2 weeks since he's died. And my brother, 82nd Airborne, and his whole family have it. I was talking to him the other day.
Where do you live, David?
Well, my brother is in Florida.
In Florida, okay. And the COVID, we didn't say that COVID didn't exist. We never said that. If you want to call in, David, it's fine. But if you're going to put words in our mouth, that's not going to happen. So thank you for calling.
So are you?
Ron, what say you, sir?
Good morning,
Ron.
Good morning. My question is,
Is Chris Sandhall going to be able to come up here sometime? So, anyhow, I'll take my answer on the air. Thank
sure,
you.
Buddy.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
We are hoping
she's,
so, Ron.
She's a very busy lady and scheduled out well in advance, so we're hoping that she will be able to return sometime soon. And we will let everybody know when we know. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, hopefully that will answer your question. You know, thing is that what we really want to do is get her here with her husband. They were here, was it 2 years ago, my friend?
I guess it's been that long, yeah.
2 years ago. And, you know, the thing is that they're usually booked about a year in advance. In fact, they were talking at the event we were at how sometimes they're only at home 4 days.
A month.
And that's sometimes several months without being home than just 4 days. So they do teach in 28 states. We'd love to get them here, Ron. And, yeah, we were blessed to have them here for 3 days.
Yep, we were very lucky.
A couple of years ago. And that's when we did the Jefferson Constitution. We had Chris Ann and JC go through it with us to see exactly what it was that would would be legal, not legal, what the things were that were constitutional, not constitutional.
It was being polished.
It was being polished. And she and JC did that for us. You know, they are amazing people. We'd love to get Peggy Hall back on the air, too. We'd love to do that. That's someone else who we talked to and we touched base with. Down in Yuba City, and there was a couple. Do you have that sheet with you?
No, I do not.
You know, I didn't bring it either, but there maybe Sally can get on the chat room and tell us, or somebody can get on the chat room and tell us. There was, I wish I could remember her name. I really apologize.
The attorney?
Yes, the attorney.
Leah Dundas.
Okay, Leah Dundas.
That woman was brilliant.
Gosh. Amazing.
To tell you how smart she is, she graduated. She was in college when she was 14. So if that tells you the level of brain use that she has compared to everybody else, she was in college when she was 14, and she, my understanding anyway, she had to wait until she was 21 to take the bar. I think that's part of the story, if I remember right. I might be wrong on that, but she had to wait until she was 21 to take the bar to get her law degree. So that tells you, you know, she's not afraid of doing some homework, not afraid to use her the space between her ears, and she is very articulate, and just when she talks, so much comes out so quickly, and you just really have to run to keep up with her, but she was really, really good.
Oh, yeah. How many, three or four standing ovations?
Yeah.
Just, you know, a great, amazing speaker. We would love, love, love to get her out here. It'd be great. You know, something else as we go back to certain things that we've talked about here. There's no denial that there isn't COVID. There's lots of COVID. In fact, there's a COVID-19. It's a 19. That's why it's 19, because it's one particular one. Now, if people die of COVID, is it 19? And is it the only reason that they die? Do they die of pneumonia because their immune system's broken down? And gee whiz, you know, I know at my age, my immune system probably wasn't what it was 20 or 30 years ago.
And also, how is this being finalized as far as the testing and so forth. So if somebody dies of natural causes or any other cause, because they have COVID or they have COVID in their system, they're being tracked as having died of COVID. So I don't understand how that works, because to me, that's wrong on every level. Maybe they died of a heart attack, or they just died of natural causes, but they just happened to have COVID. So I'm just trying to understand that, and I have not heard anybody explain it well enough for me to understand it, simple as I am. But I want to make sure I understand that, and I don't understand it. And I haven't heard anybody explain it well enough to understand it so that we can track it appropriately. Now, people are going to – when I say people, I'm talking about the medical people that actually do this, you know, the mortuaries, whoever does all that, the coroners, I guess I should say, as far as tracking that, and the doctors that call the death and all that stuff. How do they get trained on this? And then what is their underlying purpose to call it as COVID? Is there money attached to that, I would say? And I'm talking about taxpayer money, because there is no government money. And we have to remember that. There is no government money. It's the taxpayers' money. And so they're getting money for every COVID death. Is that what they're doing? That's why they're labeling that way? So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure that all out. And I have, again, not heard anybody explain it well enough for me to understand it.
The further society drifts from the truth. the more it will hate those that speak it or try to put words in their mouth.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen on this program. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Ain't going to happen. Just ain't. There's just too many good things, and we certainly don't discount anybody. But, you know, the deal is that we're not going to go on diatribes that just, when you have to think about where your family lives.
Well, and also,
are you telling me the truth?
And for us personally, right here on this show, we need to review every single one of those ads that goes on during our show. We pay for that ad time. We're paying for that ad time. So we are not going to have ads like that ever again. That's unacceptable and non-negotiable. So that's not going to happen. I'm just letting everybody know. I'm putting it out there because that's not right. Here we're talking about this stuff, and then you have an ad like that coming back, coming back into it. It's like, who in the hell decided that was good? Not us. So we're going to make sure that that's addressed.
I made a note as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. We have Dar on the line. Dar, we just have a couple of minutes left, my dear. Go ahead. Turn your radio down.
I'll turn my radio down. There we go. Okay, just two things quickly.
Okay.
My son is a realtor in Boca in Florida, and one of his realtors told him he took his son, his father has a heart condition.
Yes.
He had a heart attack. He took him to the hospital. He's 90 years old, and he died. And when they got the birth certificate, it said he died of COVID.
Yep, that's exactly what's happening.
And the guy called, and he said, you take that off there. He says, my father did not die of COVID. He died of his heart. And then another thing is, my daughter in Lexington, Kentucky, works in real estate also, and one of her real estate friends and a couple, they went to the last rally in Washington, D.C., and they... for Trump's rally, and afterwards they walked down to the Capitol, but they didn't stay. And they went back, and that Sunday night at 6:30, she had a knock on the door, and it was the FBI.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to re-register as an independent.
Well, you know, that's something that we didn't get a chance to talk about, and that is the opportunity for a third party. We didn't get a chance to talk about that, but we'll probably bring that up next week. And Dara, listen in next week. Janet Chandler is going to be on. It will be an absolutely dynamite program. She'll be talking about the California Constitution, the notes that we took from Chris Ann Hall. She'll be talking about what we can do using our California Constitution. And our California Constitution has so much clout,
And just
I do have a copy of that. My daughter's reading it right now, but I'm going to get it back from her so I have it then.
Well, when she gets done with that, because it's kind of long, when she gets done with that next year.
Yeah. It's like a novel.
You'll be able to get it. You'll get it for your birthday next year.
Like I said, it weighs about 6 pounds.
Oh, yeah, it does. You know, and that is they haven't changed anything. But the first six articles are the ones you want to read.
And for next week, too, and everybody else, when Janet is on, please, everybody have a notepad and pen, so when things are being discussed, you can write it down, and it'll help you to remember it. And if you need, you can always call in and ask questions of all of us at that time as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dar.
Well, okay. we have 2 minutes left. Thank you, Dar. You're awesome. We have a couple of minutes left here. Just want to recap a few things. Number one, it's the sheriff's duty to stand between people breaking the Constitution and your constitutional rights. The case I cite is Butler versus Wolf. It is not enough for a sheriff to stand there and say, well, I won't do anything. No, they should be standing there saying, OSHA, you can't do this. This is against the Constitution. You can't do this. That's what they should be doing.
The rights. Keep in mind, it's your rights.
It's your rights.
Not you personally, not your property. It's your rights so that you can protect yourself and your property.
And
needs to happen.
And the jurisdiction. Where does jurisdiction fall? Jurisdiction falls, as far as the health department goes, the jurisdiction there falls to the Board of Supervisors. Mm-hmm. You can complain all you want about Ranstrom. You can complain all you want about Ewert. But if you want them to go, the Board of Supervisors has the power because they serve at the pleasure.
Which is kind of ironic. Are they getting pleasure out of all this? I mean, I have to ask that question. Are they getting pleasure out of all this garbage we've been going through since spring last year? This is unacceptable, non-negotiable. We need to get it turned around and fixed ASAP.
And remember, tyranny is defined as that which is legal for the government, but illegal for the citizenry. Thomas Jefferson. He was a pretty smart guy.
He was. Pretty smart feller.
Pretty smart feller, that's for sure.
Yep.
So we're getting the wave sign. God bless you all. Stand for your rights. Stand for your God-given rights. And time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hey, Skate, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.